SIMPAR Integrated Report 2024, Transparency, Growth, and Integrated Sustainability.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, a space dedicated to delving into the most relevant points of SIMPAR's 2024 Integrated Annual Report.
It's a great pleasure to have you with us today to unveil the main highlights of this document, which, for the fifth year running, reaffirms SIMPAR's unwavering commitment to transparency, governance, and the creation of long-term sustainable value.
That's right. This report offers a comprehensive and integrated view of the holding company's contribution to the development of its businesses and the challenges it faced over the course of 224 years.
It transparently presents the evolution of the group's sustainability journey, reflecting its financial, environmental, social, and governance of sustainability performance.
The information contained in the report refers to the fiscal year from the 1st of January to the 31st of December, 2024, covering both the SIMPAR holding company and its subsidiaries, JSL, Movida, Vamos, Automob, BBC, CS Brazil, CS Infra, and Ciclus Ambiental.
To ensure maximum credibility, the report was prepared based on international guidelines, such as the International Financial Reporting Standards, IFRS, Disclosure Insight Action, CDP, and the Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosures, TCFD, as well as following the standards of the Global Reporting Initiative, GRI, and the Sustainability Accounting Standards Board, SASB. All the content was also subjected to an external limited assurance conducted by KPMG Auditores Independentes.
The management's message is very clear in highlighting the strength of its team, with more than 57,000 employees committed daily to executing the strategic plan.
SIMPAR is developing with a clear focus on governance, operational efficiency, building long-term relationships, and generating value, all within a unique ecosystem that integrates logistics, mobility, infrastructure, sanitation, concessions, and finance services.
And this dedication has been widely recognized. For the fifth year running, SIMPAR won the GHG Protocol Gold Seal, which reinforces its transparency and emissions management. Movida maintained its certification as a B company, consolidating its leadership in ESG practices in the rental sector.
In addition, SIMPAR, Movida, and Vamos are among the most sustainable companies in the world in the S&P Global Sustainability Yearbook 224, and are among the 500 best companies in the world for sustainable growth. 2025? According to Time Magazine and Statista. To top it off, SIMPAR, JSL, Vamos, and Movida are listed on the B3 Corporate Sustainability Index, ISE.
Sustainability is undoubtedly a strategic and transversal pillar for SIMPAR, completely integrated into its business. Based on the materiality matrix, four priority themes were defined that permeate all its strategies: climate change, health and safety, productive inclusion, and quality of life for truck drivers.
Let's delve a little deeper into these themes, starting with climate change. SIMPAR has a target of reducing the intensity of its emissions by 15% by 2030, a commitment that is also linked to its sustainability-linked bond, SLB, a pioneer in the sector. Initiatives such as Movida's carbon-free program seek to neutralize CO2 emissions, with around 600,000 saplings planted since the project began.
Vamos, for its part, offers the zero carbon program to its clients. JSL invests in the continuous renewal of its fleet and in innovative projects such as the electric axle, which adapts trucks to reduce fossil fuel consumption and make use of braking energy.
And Ciclus Ambiental is a notable example, transforming waste into biomethane and energy, and preventing the release of large volumes of methane into the atmosphere.
Turning the page to human capital and social actions, SIMPAR's great differentiator is its people, with more than 57,000 professionals. The group recorded a 24.19% increase in female participation in leadership positions in 2024.
Several programs promote productive inclusion, such as JSL's Women in Driving, which has trained more than 200 women to work in traditionally male sectors since 2021. Conectando Fronteras promotes the employability of immigrants and refugees, having already trained 9 refugees in its first edition.
And
Você Quer? Você Pode?
Run by the Julio Simons Institute, trained 47 young people in situations of socioeconomic vulnerability in 2000 and 2004, offering training and a stipend. For younger employees, Virginia MOS's Young Mechanics Program has hired 25 young people, and the Siklis School seeks to teach literacy to around 400 employees in Belém.
And employee health and safety are top priorities. The Ligado em Você program provided an impressive 11,696 consultations in 2024, offering comprehensive support in health, well-being, and personal issues.
As for the truck driver's quality of life, the Julio Simões Institute launched Direção Certa, a financial education program for freelancers focused on managing freight money and truck maintenance. In addition, the Cerrado Project trained and hired 340 drivers for Category E of the CNH.
Customer relations are central to Simpar's strategy, and satisfaction is constantly measured by quality indices and the Net Promoter Score, NPS. With suppliers, Simpar seeks long-term relationships and prioritizes hiring local companies, with 53% of spending concentrated on suppliers in the states where the company has branches.
In social action, the Julio Simões Institute, created in 2006, directed 2.5 million reais to social assistance and socio-cultural projects. At a time of crisis, the Simpar Group and its companies mobilized more than 1 million reais in donations and solidarity freight in response to the floods in Rio Grande do Sul in May last year, demonstrating a strong sense of solidarity and responsibility.
And to close on a high note, the economic and financial results demonstrate the group's solidity and growth. Net revenue reached 41.1 billion reais, an increase of 29% in comparison to 2023. Consolidated EBITDA totaled 10.5 billion reais, up 28% year on year.
Adjusted net profit reached 548 million reais, a significant advance even in a challenging macroeconomic scenario. An important milestone was Automob's IPO on the B3 in December 2024, consolidating it as the largest and most diversified group of dealerships in the country.
It is clear that Simpar continues firmly on its path of development, focused on efficiency, sustainability, and generating value for all its stakeholders.
We invite you to download the full report in PDF format from the 2024 Integrated Report page.
Thank you very much for accompanying us on this journey through Simpar's 2024 Integrated Annual Report. See you next time.